Good morning. You are with Josh and Julie on Life Songs, and we are excited to welcome to the show our very special guest, Laura Story, or should I say Grammy Award-winning Laura Story. I don't know if you have that in the bylines.
No, you don't have to say that.
How are you, Laura?
You don't need to say that.
Well, you have been busy, Mama. You got a new song, a new book, new twins. Let's start there with the twins. Now, you have your daughter.
Yeah.
Then you have twin boys.
Yes.
Is
I know. Whenever I go anywhere, I always say, this is my oldest, Josie. She's 2.5. And everyone goes, she's your oldest? Yes, I have. So I have Josie. She's 2.5. And Griffin and Benjamin are my 9-month-old twins. And anyone that wants to go check out our pictures on Facebook and Instagram and all of that, it will make you feel better about your life. That's what people tell me. And we're just a big old mess, and we just have so much fun as a family, and we just kind of take it a day at a time.
Yeah, and how is big sister Josie adjusting?
You know, she's doing really well. At first, we were a little bit worried because she really didn't want much to do with these boys, but she is just really has jumped in and got involved. One of the things that we did, you know, so we had the twins in September, and Josie got twins for Christmas. So the fact that we both have twins now, she has these twin baby dolls.
Oh.
That she has named herself, and they're named Crocodile and Ambulance.
Oh.
Those were the names that she chose. Crocodile and Ambulance.
Somebody's been reading too much Us Magazine.
I have no idea where she got those names, but it's so sweet that we take care of our babies together, and they go down for naps together, and she is the sweetest big sister. She's just, that is as much fun as having twins has been watching her take care of twins with me.
Aww.
Do you ever go wake her up in the middle of the night and be like, Crocodile needs to eat, it's crying, you know, just so that she gets the full experience?
Well, I'll tell you, it does make me feel better about being a mom. You know, every now and then we'll go on a trip and we'll discover that she left one of the baby dolls in the car. And I thought, you know, I'm a pretty good mom. I've never gone on a trip and left one of the twins in the car.
Thank God.
She has a lot to learn as a mom.
She's got time, though. She's got time.
She does. He has a few years.
You've also been busy writing a book that's coming out in September, When God Doesn't Fix It, Lessons You Never Wanted to Learn, Truths You Can't Live Without. Give us the rundown on the new book.
Well, the short version was when I was pregnant with the twins, I was as big as a house. And they put me on bed rest, and I decided to write a book. And we had kind of talked about it before then, but I thought, man, with kids, you know, how am I going to find time to do this? And the Lord just sat me down. He benched me real good with that. But the book, man, it's for anyone who's ever had God not answer their prayers the way that they want, or maybe not in the time frame that they expected. And it's for anyone that has wondered, you know, how do I continue to live out my faith when my life looks so different than I expected? And so it's the story. It's kind of starting from the beginning as far as how I came to know the Lord. It has stories even in there about me as a kid. And then it talks about when my husband Martin was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and that was about 9 years ago, and we, you know, had the surgery and really thought that God was going to fix it. But Martin, even though we're so thankful that he lived through the surgery and the complications, he still lives with a brain injury and disabilities like a vision deficit and a memory deficit. And so it's been a lot for us to learn how to worship God, even when God isn't bringing us the healing that we both expected and believe that God can do. But for right now, his plan is different than our plan. And we're learning that there's an intimacy. There's something that God can teach us even through the open-ended story. And that's really where the book goes. And we hope that people can resonate with that.
I'm sure that we will resonate with that. And in addition to the new book, and the new twins, you also have a new song, Till I Met You. Will you share with us the story behind that?
I do. You know, I don't know if I mentioned, I work at a church. I've been at a perimeter church for about 10 years now, and there was a Bible study that I was leading there called Encounters with Jesus, and it was studying stories from, you know, the woman at the well to Zacchaeus to the man born blind. And one of the common themes that you see in all these stories is that it's impossible to have an encounter with Jesus without walking away changed forever. Mm. And it's not just something we see in the scriptures. It's something that I can tell you, I know this to be true from experience, because I remember the lifeless, hopeless person I was before I met him, and how my life has been dramatically changed by Jesus and by his word. So it's a celebration of who we are because of Jesus, but it's also, I'm praying that it will be a call for those who don't know him to take that step, to consider what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus, believing that when we become followers of Christ, our life does change forever.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Laura Story this morning on Life Songs. And Laura, you mentioned that you worked at Perimeter Church, you lead worship there. I kind of imagine, because Atlanta is kind of a bedrock, it's a hot spot for worship leaders in Christian music right now. Are there like big gang wars between your worship team and like the Passion worship team or the North Point worship team? Or do you guys all get along?
No, we have gang wars.
That's yes,
actually,
I knew
we
it.
Don't have gang wars yet. But now that you just mentioned that, I'm going to start one. I'm going to prank them. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet, but I'm going to figure out a way. But honestly, we're all friends. You know, it really is. It's neat having so many worship leaders here. I mean, we write together sometimes. Todd Fields is a buddy of mine, and it's just a sweet community here, because all of us, yeah, Atlanta, I want to say it's something like 6 million people. Mm-hmm. So when you hear about all the churches in the Atlanta area, it's still only a fraction of people that actually live in Atlanta that are even attending church. Mm-hmm. And so we all have very big jobs to do, and just praying that the Lord will use each of these individual churches to impact the communities where we are.
Yeah. Well, what do you do when you hear your songs on the radio? Are you like, yeah, they're playing me, not my neighbor, Chris Tomlin? Do you crank it up and sing along?
Yes, I do. And I go to his house and I go, you hear that, Chris? I'm just kidding. No, I don't do that. Honestly, when I hear my song on the radio, I always, this is going to sound silly, but I always just say, thank you, Jesus, for using me in this way. I know that there's a ton of songs out there that this station could be playing, and I'm just so thankful that I get to be a part of the ministry of this local station. And then I change the channel. You know, you don't want to be that girl that's riding around in the car listening to yourself. You don't want to be that girl.
Has Christian radio been an important part of your personal life, not only career-wise, but does it impact your family?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up in the church, but, you know, as a kid, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old or whatever, I really believed that the way that I learned about God, it wasn't so much through the sermons at church as much as it was through the music. And so it was both the music at my church as well as the music that my local Christian station played. That's what really formed my view of God. And so I think now that I get to be a part of that, putting resources towards whether it's the church or local Christian radio, it's a very humbling thing and kind of a daunting task to think that we are really molding how young minds view God. And it's trying to figure out how to get as much of the Bible and the biblical truths into these songs. I feel like every song I've ever written is about how my life has been impacted by God's promises. And so that's really what I'm hoping the message is in any song that I write.
Well, let's switch gears a little bit for our Life Songs Lightning Round. These are just either or, and you pick your favorite. You got to do it really fast, though.
Got it. I'm ready.
All right. Coffee or tea?
Coffee every day, all day.
Summer or winter?
Winter.
Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram?
Instagram.
Dog or cat?
Neither.
Beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Rainy or sunny day?
Sunny day.
Call or text?
Text.
Peanut butter, crunchy or smooth?
Crunchy.
Disney or Universal Studios?
Oh, come on. Is this even a question? Disney. All day long, Disney.
All right. Let it go. Sunscreen. You got that one right. Sunscreen or giant hat?
Giant hat.
Paperback or Kindle?
Paperback.
Ice cream or snowball?
Ice cream.
Beach volleyball or frisbee?
Neither. I don't do either of those. I swim at the beach.
Okay. Lemonade or sweet tea?
Neither. I don't like either. Coffee. Is coffee an option?
Just coffee. No matter how hot it gets. Just...
Why would anyone ever drink a beverage that's not coffee? Go ahead.
We're all done. Congratulations. You did it. You passed the lightning
that's
round.
It?
Yeah.
Did I really?
You did.
That's great. The ice cream one almost stumped me. What, you said ice cream or what?
Snowball. It's like a delicacy here in the New Orleans area. It's like a shaved ice.
That's funny because I didn't know what that was. I was thinking of a literal snowball. And I was like, huh.
No, the ice, like, shaved ice. Yeah.
I was a little bit stunned. I'm going, just plain ice or ice cream? Is this really a question?
Oh, well, Laura, thanks again for joining us this morning. What's next for you?
Hey, well, I'm trying to. The next thing I'm doing is going with my family for a 10-day beach trip.
Woohoo!
Oh. And I am so excited. But we need a break. We've had a good year of lots of ministry, and now it's time just to refuel the family.
Well, nice. Have a great time. Bring that giant hat with you and get ready to swim in the ocean.
Well, thank you guys so much. Y'all have a great day.